Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Mary. K. Larimer, L-A-R-I-M-E-R, address is 2050 Springfield Drive, number 315, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-809-4938, ID is XXX8035, date of birth 5/24/1937. This is an 84-year-old retired woman. That is a retired married woman. Her insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Express Scripts. It is addressed to Robert Griggs, PA. Below that should say Adventist Health, Paradise Skyway, capital RHC. Below that, 5125 Skyway. Below that, Paradise, California, 95969-5624. Phone 530-872-2000. Fax 530-332-1049. Carbon copy. Carbon copy, Dr. J, J-A-Y, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, Sloop, S-L-O-O-P-M-D. /5974 Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-5509. Phone 530-342-5776. Fax 530-898-0178. The clinical indication, history of multiple falls with gait unsteadiness, subparagraph, referred with findings of pill rolling tremor. Active tremor, family history of Parkinson's disease, subparagraph, comorbid medical problems, type 2 diabetes mellitus, below that anxiety, below that esophageal dysphagia. Below that, urinary frequency. Below that, nocturia. Below that, pill rolling tremor. Below that, family history of Parkinson's disease. Below that, frequent falls. Below that, unstable gait. Subparagraph, she was referred for evaluation of possible Parkinson's disease. Dear Robert Grigg and professional colleagues, thank you referring Mary K. Linares, L-I-N-A-R-E-S, dash Larimer, L-A-R-I-M-E-R, for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. She was accompanied today by her daughter, new paragraph, while she declines a history of some cognitive impairment. She does have difficulty with recollection and answering questions. Subparagraph, she'll complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for further and more comprehensive assessment of her functional capacity. New paragraph. Mary reports unsteadiness in her gait and a history of falling and tripping on two occasions, typically when ambulating over irregular or slippery surfaces. Subparagraph, she describes having difficulty with moving forward suddenly and then having trouble to catch up with her extremities. New paragraph, she gave an important additional history of both cervical and lumbar spinal dysfunction with pain, possibly contributing to her ataxia. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today. Shows preserved cranial nerve function. New paragraph, she gives a history of difficulty swallowing and oropharyngeal assessment shows a fairly narrow oral airway, some crowding, Milpatty score estimated 3 or 5. New paragraph, her motor examination demonstrates preserved bulk tone and strength in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, her sensory examination remains intact to all modalities, pin touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, and simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are preserved at the patellar, reduced at the Achilles. Subparagraph, there is no hyperreflexia or unusual pendulosity. New paragraph. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are easily accomplished and without asymmetries. New paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers in both the upper and lower extremities does not disclose any inducible neuromuscular rigidity or evidence for cog wheeling. Subparagraph, there is no observed tremor at rest with intention or movement today in the office. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination remains relatively fluid with a slight breakdown in turning maneuvers. Heel and toe walking are accomplished. Tandem gait is mildly ataxic but otherwise preserved. New paragraph, Romberg's testing is unremarkable. New paragraph, special testing the visual fields to confrontation is normal. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Mary Larimer presents with a history of ataxia and falls with findings of some dyspraxic gait. Subparagraph, there's no evidence of Parkinsonism on her neurological examination testing today. New paragraph, no unusual tremor was also seen today, although it has been reported. New paragraph, recommendations. Initial evaluation will include a neuroquantitative high-resolution 3D brain imaging study. new paragraph, she will complete the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health for further assessment. New paragraph. Cervical MRI to exclude myelopathy contributing to her ataxia will be completed. New paragraph. Lumbar MRI with a history of chronic and persistent back pain will also be completed to exclude degenerative and discogenic disease with neuroforaminal narrowing contributing to any ataxia. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation with the results of the studies and the testing with further recommendations, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.